Hey everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful Sunday morning in March. Yes, as March winds down, tennis is over, golf is coming up next, A&A Inspiration, and still lots of things. Fashion Week is over, so much going on in the Valley. Okay, I had to stop, catch my breath there, because there was so much going on in the Valley. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Alex Z. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. Yeah, so much happening. It's been a busy, crazy week. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey for our donuts this morning for our guests. And we have a couple of them. I'm excited. Both of them are first-time guests on the show. John Epps, he is the director for the Center for Nonprofit Advancement and the RAP Foundation. We're going to find out what they do. I didn't even know about them until I formed the nonprofit Artifacts and Arts Across America, which I'll tell you about that in a minute, how that's moving along. And then Kim Richards. Kim, I've been following on Facebook. We're Facebook friends. And this gal, like I say, is the queen of the day trips. She is out there all the time on these day trips that I finally said to her, come be on the show. Let's talk about that, what you do, how you get out there, how you get your hubby to go. And she was just so excited. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But before we go any farther, I just want to send our condolences out to Denise Dewberry Hayes' family. She passed away at 63 from a rare fungus or something. I don't really know. But I remember having her daughter, Samantha Lockwood, on the show back in 2007 when Samantha was a budding artist. And I still have a piece of that Samantha created. I think it was with watercolors on the wall of my house. So anyway, so sad to hear this. Just once again reinforces every day that we tell ourselves that we just need to live it to the fullest, enjoy it, be kind to people, and be respectful. And it just, because you never know. You never know. Yeah, very sad. 63, today's world is very, very young. So anyway, again, our condolences go out to her family. All right, today's show is brought to you in part by Thai Smile on El Paseo. Enjoy their outdoor patio seating and full-service bar. And mention Traveling with Françoise and get 10% off of your order. In fact, I'm going over there after the show and get some food to take home. So, as I said earlier, it was another busy week in the desert. I finished my taxes, so that is done. I want to give a shout out to Malcolm, A1 Custom Golf Cars. I was over there doing a little bit of video and doing some things with them. Actually went over to a golf tournament, Oasis, where they raised money for Shelter of the Storm, Oasis Country Club. And that was fun. A1 had the hole-in-one golf cart sponsorship over there, Custom Golf Cars. So, and Alex, I was asking him, I said, did anybody come close? And he said there was one guy that was inches away from a hole-in-one. But nobody won it.
Have you had a hole-in-one before?
Yeah, I've had, yes, quite a few.
Okay, I've never had one.
You never had one?
I've never had one, and I've come close before, like, again, inches, yeah. You know, just never finished it off.
Well, they have been all different kinds, some with really great shots, others that were really bad that sort of bounced off a tree, hit a cart path, rolled onto the, you know, green and into the hole. Others were, he hit, and you just, everybody's going, where is it? Because you're not really thinking it's that good of a shot. And you're kind of looking around, but you knew it was okay. And there enough, it's in the hole. So, yes, it's very exciting. No one won the golf cart, but congrats to Oasis Country Club for raising, I think it was $31,000 for Shelter from the Storm.
Wow.
Yeah, they did a great job. And, of course, they were very appreciative to Malcolm over there at A1 Custom Golf Cars for supplying them with that hole-in-one golf cart. I also went to see Patti LaBelle. That was the most interesting show at the McKellen that I have ever seen. John Monahan invited me, so I went over there. You were even wondering if Patti was even there to do a show. For a while there, she kind of wandered around and hit some high notes and sang words that you didn't even understand and was throwing her shoes to the audience. I mean, it was the strangest show. I mean, after a while, it was so strange, it became entertaining. At first, you were just kind of going, huh? Then she had a fellow that was in her band that sang sort of right in the middle of it. He was incredible. He really got the crowd back into the show because people were really wondering what's going on. Patty was using a teleprompter, and then she did sing a few songs. Like I say, that sort of pulled the whole show together, and you just kind of went with it after that. But it was really, really interesting. So I don't even know what that was, but like I say, it turned out to be quite entertaining. But you did have to wonder at first what was going on. So he did that. For the nonprofit, I found out. I had the bank call me. I went to open the bank account, and the bank called me. Whatever Monday morning it was, it said, Francoise, you have your fictitious business name statement. One more thing I forgot. And I said, no. He said, well, you can't open it until you do that, until that you have that reporting. So I had that done. Went to the recorder, the county clerk's office in Palm Desert over there off of Washington. They did a great job. That's a wonderful office. Everybody used to have to go to Indio, but not now. You can go right there. Yeah, so went over there, had that taken care of. So then found out there was a few more IRS forms to fill out. I think we're almost clear of all that now. In fact, Gina Edwards, our secretary, she's going to meet me over at the bank on Wednesday, and we're actually going to open our account with our first donation of $1,400.
Great start.
Yes, yeah, so I'm really excited so we can get that going, get that on off the ground, and get moving with it. I went to Fashion Week. For once, I only got to go one night. I also went to the VIP Food Network, the Palm Desert Food and Wine Festival party that they had. Met Craig Campbell, CoachellaValley.com there. Took some video. Met the celebrity chef, Scott Conant. And a lot of you watch Chopped and all those shows. He was there. And I asked him, I said, Scott, like I know him, you know. Hey, Scott. Anyway, he was really nice to everybody. There was quite a few celebrity chefs there. But I said to him, how long does it take for you guys to decide who gets Chopped on Chopped? Because they have four contestants for four. Most people know. Alex, you probably do. You know what Chopped is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You've seen Chopped?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. Because I thought, I didn't know if you watch much TV or not. But Chopped is, I don't, who knows anymore? I hear that from people all the time. I don't ever watch TV, but yet they know all these shows. So I don't know. Anyway, I asked him, how long does it really take you judges to decide who gets Chopped? How long do you think?
I would say 5 minutes?
Yeah, 2 to 3 minutes. They said they pretty much know instantly who's going, and they say, he was saying that some of the food that they eat is so bad that the chefs try to get really creative and throw all this weird stuff in there that they might not normally use. And he said, some of it, we try not to show it on TV, but it tastes so bad.
I believe that.
Yeah. So anyway, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Then, like I say, went over to Fashion Week. And all right. And I think that's really, I'm worn out just thinking about all the things I did. So what'd you do this week?
Oh, man. I've kept myself really busy. We had a fundraiser for KCOD, the College of the Desert radio station, at Dead or Alive Bar in Palm Springs. We'd had that Thursday night. It went really well. It was fun.
Yeah.
I had never been to that bar before. And it's small and dark.
Oh.
But they have wine, so it's a wine and beer bar, so that's really fun. Just, you know, get myself busy with work, same old, grad school, all that fun stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you are busy, and your fiance, she's in the production of, or is that over?
It finishes today, and I think they're sold out.
They're sold. Oh,
yeah.
There you go. And that was hairspray.
Hairspray. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Hairspray. All right. Well, you might want to get her a little gift. Just telling you, you know, Mother's Day is coming also. B. Allison's Jewelers, they have their end of lease going out of business sale going on right now. Go on over there. The doors officially close on May 13th. I was there the other day. In fact, I was there as well. Still so many beautiful items there. And we're talking huge, huge discounts. B. Allison's Jewelers, lower level at the gardens on El Paseo. Go, go, go. I mean, just this is not a jewelry store where you're going to find the typical stuff at these chain stores. Where each one of these chain stores has the same thing in every store. Every piece over there is unique and different. And really, you go on over there. Take advantage of the sale now because it's not going to happen again. And B. Allison's Jewelers, lower levels at the gardens on El Paseo. And there's also something else popping up I wanted to give you a heads up about. Yves Saint Laurent. They are going to build a pop-up shop for Coachella. Yes, there's going to be a pop-up structure resembling a mid-century gas station that will sell and promote Yves Saint Laurent cosmetics in Cathedral City. And it will be, let's see, in February, the Cathedral City Council approved this project on vacant land near Highway 111 and Allen Avenue. I'm thinking, where is Allen Avenue?
I don't know.
Oh, but you're going to be driving by it. I see a picture of it. It was going to have a bus and some old cars, and it looks like a gas station, but not really a gas station. And they will be, it's free. You just go over there, and, of course, they will have people guarding it to make sure no one destroys it. But it's only going to be there for the first weekend of Coachella Fest. So if you see that, it will be quite interesting that they even thought to do that.
It's a really good weekend for promotion.
Yeah. So the pop-up will be open from 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. from April 12th through 13th. Hours will be reduced on the 14th to 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're putting a lot of money to put this in there for one weekend. I don't know why they wouldn't keep it for both weekends. You would think they would just keep it for all of Coachella Fest, but I don't know. I'm not sure. And Desert X, I finally found a map for Desert X where all the installations are, and they are out. They're all over the place. They're in Whitewater, Desert Hot Springs, Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Palm Desert, Indio, Mecca, Salton Sea, Coachella. So this year, this season of Desert X, they are all over the Coachella Valley, and I'm going to hold on to this map because I was told that the app is very, very large on the phones and doesn't always work, and people are not that thrilled with the app on their phone because it takes up too much space, they say. It's just too big. Yeah.
Yeah, some apps can take up a lot of space, and I think it takes time sometimes, you know, especially with newer apps as they keep developing them, and they get smaller, they condense it and find out what's not needed.
Yeah. So anyway, that was and what do we have today? We have tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival. We have tickets for Garden Jam Music Festival for Friday night. We also have two tickets to see Linda Carter on April 6th at Temple Isaiah in Palm Springs. Yes, the original Wonder Woman. I have tickets for that. So we have a lot of stuff. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. And as I've been telling you the last month or so, there's changes in the works for Traveling with Francoise. We are going to be switching over to Artifacts and Arts Across America on the website and whatnot. But still, all the information is going to be there, and the television show is going to change. But the show here, the radio show, as far as the name, will stay the same, Traveling with Francoise. And who knows, we might change where our platform is also, where we be broadcast from, but I'll keep you posted on that. Alex knows. Keep Alex posted on everything as well. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you in part by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon. Look them up on the website at the500ps.com. All right, our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week, or actually their picks of the week, because we each pick one. I am picking the plant survey. I don't know why I get into all this stuff. I have no idea. Explore real scientific questions with researchers at the University of California, Riverside. Collect data in the Santa Rosa and San Jacinto Mountains National Monument and help them understand the effects of climate change in our local desert by counting plants and animals and taking photos along trails throughout the monument. So this is happening on Wednesday, March 27th at 8 a.m. However, you have to be a current volunteer of Desert Mountains, Friends of the Desert Mountains. So I'll put the website on there. And, you know, this sounds just very interesting and fun. It just does. Kind of relaxing, too. Can you go out there? You could forget everything when you're counting plants.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're outside. It's beautiful. Mother Nature. And we're all into the flowers right now. So it's no charge for this. So again, you can go to the website desertmountains.org and look it up right now, or give them a call at 760-568-9918. All right. Craig with CoachellaValley.com. He is picking the ANA Inspiration, which is the first LPGA major of the year. And that happens on April 4th and 5th at Mission Hills Country Club. And for more information about that, you can go to the website, anainspiration.com, and on the golf show. Actually, I've given a lot of grounds passes away, daily passes for the ANA, so I want to thank them for allowing me to give those out. So, Alex, what did you pick?
I'm picking Jazz at the Piazza, which will be this Friday, March 29th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Venus de Fido. And it's the Heatwave Jazz Band from the Boys and Girls Club. So, from what it says here, it's kids and young adults ages 11 through 22 will be performing jazz at the Piazza to raise donations for new instruments and instruction, and it says $10 and at the door, and donations at the door as well. So again, yeah, it's this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay, so March 29th, 5 to 8 p.m. And again, what school?
It's the Boys and Girls Club.
The Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Well, good for them. That'll be fantastic. And you said only $10? I'm writing all this down.
Yeah, it's, you know, it goes to a great cause.
Oh, it certainly does. And we had Fernando on last week, and he did such a great job, and I had a lot of great comments about his interview. So, all right, folks, all this will be posted on Traveling with Françoise on the calendar page, so you know exactly what our picks of the week, what they are. Also, a few other things happening today, right now, over at Sunnylands. Soul Surrender is playing from 11 to 1, so if you're out cruising around and in your car and you said, well, I just stop over there, it's all free, go over to Sunnylands and check that out. There's a local concert series, a lot of concerts happening today. Today out in Desert Hot Springs at the Grace Church. Remember, we had Danny on the show at 4 p.m. today. They have Sakura Cello Quintet, and that is a free event, and that is at 4 o'clock. So we'll get our music groove on, whatever kind of music you're liking, they have it out there. Also happening at the Living Desert, there is a series which is free and open to the public on Wednesday, March 27th from 12 to 1 p.m. And this one is about, it's a conservation adventure to save a species. So this is what the lecture is at the Living Desert. And then at, That was March 27th, but again today, oh, that was yesterday. Next Saturday. Getting my Saturdays and Sundays mixed up. The fourth annual, and this is their last one, Music in the Park at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater will be the last one next Saturday. Is the 31st on Saturday, or is that Sunday?
That should be the 30th on Saturday. So
oh, well, 31st, this is the 31st. Yeah. So that would be on a Sunday. So they changed it a little bit. Gates open at 5. Show begins at 7. So, again, all this will be posted on the website. And what else? Let's see. The Rancho Mirage Public Library, the observatory, has so much going on over there. You just go to the website, ranchomiragelibrary.org, and just look at all the different things. There's so much going on over there. In fact, I don't know, right now, why don't we give away 2 admission tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, March 29th through 31st, over at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Later on in the show, I'll give away those Garden Jam Music Festival tickets and also the Linda Carter tickets. So if you would like to go to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, these passes are good. If you go on Friday, they give you a stamp or something that you can go all 3 days. So give us a call at 760-440-8255, and I will mail these out to you for that. All right. Also, we were talking earlier about Desert X, which I have yet to see one installation of Desert X. One. I haven't even seen one.
So at the fundraiser that I went to this past Thursday, right next door is like this little like empty like what would be a boutique.
Yeah.
And there's a TV in there, and it was a
Desert X
installation. So what they did is that they removed it and put a TV that has a live stream to the new location.
What?
Because
I was reading about the location was supposed to be in there. Really? So where was the new location?
Ah, man, in Cathedral City. So I forget where it was exactly, but they had a paper up telling, you know, visitors that it was moved. And I think it's one of those installations that, you know, it rotates.
Oh, I see. All right. Art is in the eye of the beholder. I get that. But some of the stuff is just a little odd. I remember 2 years ago when they had it over in that same, I know exactly what you're talking about now, over in the mall on the, was it north end of Palm Springs? It was Palm Springs, right?
Yeah, it's on, I want to say, I forget where it is exactly.
There's some art galleries and stuff in that mall. And
Do you know where Lions Steakhouse is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like right over
in Oh, it's right
area.
Over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, last year I remember one of the areas like that, they had a vacant office space, and they filled one half of it with sand and put cigarette butts in there. Did you see that one?
No.
It was all with cigarette butts. And there was some little sign that said something, and that was the art piece.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's interpretive.
Yeah. All right. For those of you who need help with Alexa, which is probably most of us, they have, their last smart device classes is Thursday of this week, 10 a.m., and this is at the Rancho Mirage Library. Learn about how to use Alexa. You can go to any one of these. They're free. Go on over there. The class is approximately 1 hour, and it will help you. Do you have Alexa?
Yeah, we do. We have a Echo Dot at home.
Oh, really? So, do you use it that much?
A bit, to play music mainly, you know, where we're washing dishes and whatnot. It's like, hey, Alexa, play, 90s music. Or, oldies. Play classic rock.
Yeah, but you don't have your whole house wired to everything.
No. I don't trust that.
Yeah, neither do I. Yeah, I get you. All right, on that note, we are going to step aside shortly. When we come back, John Epps joins us. He is the director of the Center for Nonprofit Advancement and the RAP Foundation. They've been in the Valley for 25 years. I didn't know about it. You might not know about it. We're going to hear what they do to help all the nonprofits here in the Valley. So stick around for more Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. Now, I've talked about this in the past because I met John, and I met John Epps because other people kept saying to me, once I started talking about the nonprofit, Artifacts and Arts Across America, everyone kept saying, Francoise, you have to, and I still have the texts on my phone, you have to meet John Epps. You have to So I went to meet John Epps at the RAP Foundation, the building which is only 5 minutes from my house, and the Center for Nonprofit Advancement, and I was so impressed for a lot of reasons. First of all, I had never heard of this organization, had no idea what they do over there. John is so personable and loves what he does, so I'm excited to say that John Epps, the director of the Center for Nonprofit Advancement, is joining us today. Hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, that was a pretty big entry, wasn't it?
Wow, that's really scary. Now I don't know. I have to live up to that. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, welcome to the show. So glad that you're joining us. And I really was excited to have you on because I don't think enough people in the Valley, whether they have a nonprofit or not, they don't have to have a nonprofit to know about what you guys do over there at the RAP Foundation, which has been around for 25 years. That's incredible.
Yes.
25 years.
Yes.
And I just heard about it in 2019.
Well, yeah. RAP is a foundation started in 1992, Corky Larson supervisor, and there was a need for access to healthcare services here in the Valley. If people got sick back around that time, they had to go all the way into Riverside to go to a hospital.
Mm.
And so RAP started with that idea and mission in mind, of making sure that there was adequate access. So that's why we're the Regional Access Project Foundation. It was there would be enough access to healthcare services. And so from that point until now, RAP funds in three areas: health, mental health, and juvenile intervention.
Hmm.
And that's the primary mission of the foundation. And each year we give away money to foundations and to nonprofits,
right,
as a foundation in those three areas, with our main focus the last 5 years being on mental health. One of the things we really want to do is look at where's the most need. We really talk all the time about how can we fulfill the unmet need of the community. And in the mental health area for the last 5 years, we've had an initiative to try to remove the stigma associated with mental health,
mm-hmm,
to try to make people more aware of the available mental health services, and to also help get people who work in the mental health industry out into the Valley. So we work with UCR School of Medicine to try to do that, to actually encourage more people with degrees in psychiatry to come and provide services to this community. So that's RAP's primary role. Go ahead.
And I have a question, because 25 years ago, maybe the the valley was not as large as it is today.
Yes.
And there weren't so many issues going on in the world, and there wasn't so much, there wasn't this instant knowledge, I'm going to say knowledge, which half the time is junk, on the phone and whatnot, where people are bombarded with all these good and bad things that come from the internet and all that. Have you found that rap has been able to keep up with the demand as the valley grows?
You know, the great thing about rap, rap has a really active executive director, Lady Delara. Mm-hmm. She used to work with the supervisor's office, so she has a good feel for the entire county. She's done a lot of work with them. And we have a great board of directors. We have 20 people on our board of directors from areas including education, medicine, community development. And one of the great things about working with them has been they are forward looking. Mm-hmm. And so they've really worked hard to address and to bring services and innovations even into the way we do fundraising. One of the things that attracted me to RAP was that when proposals come in for a particular nonprofit, they might write in and say, we have a program we think would really help bring healthcare to hard-to-reach communities. So they might have promoter dores that they want to send door-to-door. So when they send that proposal in, we have a bunch of reviewers that look at it, and they say, you know, here's a great program, but there may be some flaws in the organization itself. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't really have a strong enough board, or maybe they don't have a good funding plan. And so what RAP started doing about 10 years ago was offering additional services. So they would basically say, listen, we'd like to fund this project, but we're going to fund it with conditions. And the condition would be that you would get some help in one or two areas. Mm-hmm. And then RAP would actually pay for those services so that you could get the funding, plus you got the services paid for. So it's almost like a supplemental grant. And I was a consultant for RAP about 6 years ago doing those services. And then the question came up about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, what about people we don't fund? What about the other nonprofits in the valley who are not in areas of health, mental health, and juvenile intervention? Uh-huh. And so we went and talked to nonprofits all over the valley. We set up focus groups, Mecca. We set up focus groups, Palm Springs. And we said, what are the most important needs for your nonprofits? And three things came out. One was a need for business acumen. You know, mm-hmm. we started out talking about the fact that people who do this are passionate. Mm-hmm. They love what they're doing. On the other hand, they didn't necessarily get into this thinking it was a business. Yeah. But in fact, it's not only a business, it's a highly regulated, very specialized business. And a lot of them just don't have the skill set. They haven't been developed for that. One of the things we've done over the last 10 years is work with UCR Extension, and we help supplement the tuition for, we provide a scholarship for people in the valley to go through their nonprofit professional management certificate program. Mm-hmm. And that's like a 9-month program where they learn basic nonprofit management skills, fundraising, proposal writing, social media marketing for mm-hmm. nonprofits, and case studies for nonprofits. And so through that program now, we've begun to improve the leadership in the valley.
So now is that new program, would that be the Center for Nonprofit Advancement?
No, not that's a piece of it. That's a part of what we do. But what happened, the other two areas were there wasn't enough communication mm-hmm. Skills in the valley. RAP has something we call our Desert Fast Pitch. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Yes.
Uh-huh. And it's a contest where they give a 3-minute pitch, and the winner can get a $20,000 grant. The second place person gets $15,000, and the audience choice gets $10,000. So these are significant awards. But the driver for that for us is how can we get organizations to tell their stories better mm-hmm. and more ethically? You know, sometimes when we tell stories, we almost exploit the people, our clients. You know, we like the poor person.
Right.
Instead of really building them up.
Yeah.
And so we want to change that narrative. We want to allow organizations to tell great stories mm-hmm. that are trying to build people up instead of use them as a platform to just get funding.
Right. Sometimes the pull at the heartstrings is a little too much.
Yeah.
And you lose the fact that what is this nonprofit actually doing for these people?
Yes.
They're asking for money, but where does the money go? What are they doing with it? That's really now in this day and age what a lot of the donors want to know. What are you doing? Where does it go?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the whole reason. Everybody has a different cause that they want to be part of. Now, the building is you have a beautiful, the Regional Access RAP and Center for Nonprofit Advancement is here in Palm Desert. Tell us a little bit about what happens inside the building there, because you have so many organizations that have offices and cubicles. I would say they're cubicles. How does that work over there?
Well, the other area when we did our focus groups was this idea of networking. How do nonprofits get together? Mm-hmm. And so we had a vision that if we could create a place where nonprofits could cohabitate. And so we bought the Guthrie Ricketts building right over off of Cook and Hovley, so right around the corner from you. And we have 23, I believe, maybe 25 nonprofit entities as our tenants mm-hmm. who are in that building. And it gives us a chance to interact with one another. It gives us a chance to provide services. We have in that building 4 big training rooms that we can use. We have 3 conference rooms and then a really large room that we can use. And so that's allowed people, we do 2 things. We hold classes there.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that the Center for Nonprofit Advancement does is capacity building. And what that really means is how can we make sure your organization has the skills and abilities that it needs to do the job? And so we offer classes in board development. We offer classes in how to use technology. We offer mm-hmm. classes in basic program development, everything that nonprofits could want. And at the same time, when those rooms are not being used for our classes, nonprofits, and not just nonprofits who are members of CNA, but just any nonprofit can actually go to our website and reserve time to use that facility to either hold a meeting or do a class. Mm-hmm. And what that has allowed us to do now is give people who couldn't afford a venue for an event
right.
or who really want to establish a place where they can regularly meet with mm-hmm. their volunteers, they now have a place to do that. So it was our idea of create a community for our nonprofits so that we begin to create an identity for the Valley. And so we're happy to be a part of that.
You're doing a tremendous job over there. For anybody out there with a nonprofit that you've never heard of, RAP or Center for Nonprofit Advancement, you definitely need to give them a call and talk to them just to see. Go to the website or give them a call at 760-674-9992. And the website is?
RAP Foundation, yeah. rapfoundation.org.
Okay. Because it really is fascinating. Was when I was there just visiting to see what I heard. Like I said, I heard about you through several people and went over there. And I was very, it just had such a great feel over there. People coming in and out. Everyone had a passion for what they're doing. And how many nonprofits do you think we have in this Coachella Valley? I heard 700 at one time.
You know, unfortunately, it's how you define nonprofit.
Yeah.
If you include like churches, schools, everything, I got a list of about 1,700 names. If you start talking about viable nonprofits providing services, exclude education, exclude churches, you're probably talking more like 840.
And a point that you did bring out is a lot of them do not know how to promote themselves. I
yes.
have small ones. The larger ones, they have funds for ads and all this sort of stuff in the papers. The smaller ones have no clue. So I always try to have smaller nonprofits come on the show to talk about what they do. And it's very difficult for them to get a foot in the door for all that. And you do such a great job of sitting and talking to people. And also your services. Let's talk a little bit again about the services that you offer to the nonprofits. Now, they can join to be part of the organization.
Yes. We have a membership model. Mm-hmm. And it's really based on the size of the organization's budget. So we have what we call small, medium, and large organizations. If your budget is under $130,000, you're small. $130,000 to $300,000 is medium, mm-hmm. and everything above that we consider large. And then we offer what we call our gold, silver, and bronze packages. And basically two things come with that. One, and this is really an incentive on our part, we offer a certain number of complimentary consulting hours. So if you're a gold member, you get 10 hours of consulting services at no cost to you.
Which is huge, folks. Huge.
Yeah. We usually bill about $150 an hour for our consulting services.
Yeah.
So our top membership is like $599.
Yeah.
And we give basically through the complimentary mm-hmm. about $1,500 worth of consulting services. Yeah. So if you do the math, it kind of makes sense to do it. But the main reason we did that, and sometimes my board gets a little nervous when they hear me say this, so all you board members just drink a little water.
Yeah.
But what it is, it really comes down to how do we encourage nonprofits to get the help that they need mm-hmm. so that they can do the work that they do better.
Yeah.
So when we do this, we really almost make it impossible to say no. So our membership is a big thing. It also offers discounts on our training. We kind of have early bird information about our event. We have a mixer on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So our members are welcome to come to that, and they get a real great discount on coming to our events. The other thing we do, though, is those consulting services themselves. Mm-hmm. I have about 15 consultants who work for me. And for those of you who have worked with consultants before, sometimes it's hard to know who to trust.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you come to me, if I send somebody out to you, that I've taken time to vet them, that I know what they do. I've been doing this for about 40 years now. Yeah. And so I've been a consultant. I've run my own nonprofit. And so you have the benefit of having somebody who's kind of screened and who we select with the skills that you need. So we have people who specialize in fundraising and funding organizations, and we have other people who specialize in planning. We do a lot of strategic planning for organizations. Mm-hmm. And so we have consultants who we can assign to those cases. We have one person who does a lot of work for us in Spanish. So one of our consultants, Armando Ehrenzweig, he actually teaches classes for us on Monday nights. It calls it Digital Lunes. Mm-hmm. Lunes Digital. And on Monday nights in Spanish. And so we've opened up the door so that that whole population of organizations that wasn't getting services before are now getting those services. And so I'm really excited that we're able to not just, do the regular things, but to really look at innovative ideas. We have a mixer coming up
mm-hmm.
Because we ask people to collaborate, right? We say, well, we want you to work with somebody. Well, they don't really know each other well enough.
Right.
So we wanted to create an environment where they could, meet and mix. And so the mixers, we do them every other month. They help us to do that.
Well, I hope to be at the mixer. I am so excited about working with you and your organization, RAP and Center for Nonprofit Advancement. I am very impressed. So everyone out there, you really need to take a look at this, look at what you do. And again, the website is?
RAPfoundation.org. RAPfoundation.org.
Very simple. And the information is on the Traveling with Francois website. John, I thank you so much for joining us. I hope you come back.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. I'll be glad to
talk about more events coming up. And I will be joining. And again, I'm going to need lots of help. Yeah.
Well, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
All right, folks. On that note, we're going to have to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio.
Thank you.
Bye. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. So interesting. I mean, Alex, when you listen to John talk, it really puts a whole new perspective on foundations.
Yeah, it brings perspective to what actually goes into it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people don't really realize how much goes into it, and they need help.
Yeah, they do need. I need help. I mean, this board is asking for all sorts of things. And I'm looking at them going, you know, I've been doing this for radio show for 16 years and kind of doing it my own way. And whatnot in the TV show, you sort of do things in your own way. And now all of a sudden I have people to answer to. And it's a little bit unnerving at first because I think I worked so hard to put it here. And now, but you know what, my board, and I'm so excited with them, which is Vince Battaglia from Renova Energy and Gina Edwards, who has been in president of GTE for many, many years back. Very high position there. And then Malcolm Gocciocho with A1 Custom Golf Cars, the owners, all of them, what they remind me, they say, Francois, we are here to help you. We are not here to tell you what to do. We're here to help you and support you, which is very nice because it's a little nerve-wracking when you're sitting there. And we even decided to keep our, right in the beginning, we voted to keep our board small on purpose so we can get by all these initial hurdles and then move from there.
Yeah, you don't want too many moving parts at first. It makes it very complicated, and you know it's not necessary right now.
Right, exactly. So, and I appreciate that with them because I had thoughts: do we need more people? And I was even getting myself nervous. And they said, no, we're just going to relax and do this step by step. So, anyway, all right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arc Attire in Thousand Palms. Get your embroidery and silk screening needs done at Arc Attire. You can go to their website, arcattire.org, and remember, when you use Arc Attire, you are employing clients of Desert Arc. All right, so next hour in the show, I could almost give them away now. I'm not sure. We have tickets to see Linda Carter. In fact, the first hour of the next hour of the show, so I'm going to give away two tickets to see Linda Carter April 6th, and I'm also going to give away two tickets for Friday night at the Garden Jam Music Festival, and this is a lot of money worth of tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do that in the second hour, so I'm not pushing us to the end here with Alex, and we're winding up this hour of the show and answering the phone and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just giving you a heads up. And that number that you will need to call is 760-440-8255, and you cannot have one in the last 30 days. All right, what is going on here in the Coachella Valley? Well, Tuesday, March 26th, Elizabeth Vargas, and these are things that you need to pay for, she will be part of the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series. She's an anchor, A&E Investigates, award-winning longtime anchor, ABC News. So Elizabeth Vargas will be happening in the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series, and this is at the Helene Galen Auditorium at the Annenberg. And then the choir of Clark College, Cambridge, UK, they are going to have a special presentation. It is Desert Friends of Music of St. Margaret's Episcopal Church, and this is on Tuesday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $35 online, cash and checks only at the door, and this will be in Palm Desert. Also going on, the Joshlin Center presents Joshlin in Bloom. The center is hosting its 10th annual fashion show and luncheon, this year themed Joshlin in Bloom, on Thursday, March 28th at Agua Caliente Resort. It takes place from 11 to 2 p.m., and tickets are $125 per person, as well as general admission at $25 per person. And don't forget the Indian Wells Arts Festival. That is next week, and I'll be broadcasting live. Alex, you'll be here in the studio by yourself.
I'll manage.
And you'll manage
somehow.
Okay. All right. He'll be watching football or something. Oh, there's no football. That's right. You're watching this.
No, I'll just be here listening.
Well, okay. You better be. All right. Garden Jam Music Festival. That is on April 4th and 5th. Tickets are still available. That is seating. Great seating for that. You get your own table and whatnot. So anyway, all this information is on Traveling with Francois. We're going to take a break for some local and national news. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode. And so stick around for more Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio.